Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Well, it's here, the moment we've been waiting for. Mail-in ballots are being sent, and by this time next week, many of you will have made your choices in the 2024 general election. While all of the races are important, I'm watching six races in particular. The first three are all proposed amendments to the Montana Constitution. All of them are being funded with out-of-state dollars. All of them seek to change the culture of Montana, and in my opinion, all of them are bad and should be rejected. The first is CI 126, a proposal to create a nonpartisan top four primary election scheme. It's being sponsored by a group of embittered moderate Republican legislators who got ousted for voting more like Democrats. CI 126 creates a system that waters down Montana's conservative majorities in the hopes that liberal candidates can sneak by. It would create a California-style open primary system with an unlimited number of candidates running without a party affiliation if they so choose. Dark money will flood the system, and candidates will be elected on name ID alone. This is exactly the problem we have with our judicial races. This is a solution in search of a problem. Only one other state uses this system, and they're trying to get rid of it. Let's not break what's not broken. I'm voting no on CI 126. CI 127 is also being funded by the same group of out-of-state donors. This would require that candidates must win by more than 50% of the vote. It's on the ballot to soften the threat of CI 126, which could cause three conservatives in a race to split the vote and allow a liberal to win with far less than a majority of the votes. Once again, it's a solution in search of a problem, and it's not necessary. CI 127 is trying to fix a problem caused by CI 126. I'm voting no on both. That leaves us with CI 128, the most radical pro-abortion measure ever to be on the Montana ballot. It would allow late-term abortions up to the moment of birth, would ban parental notification for a minor seeking an abortion, would allow unlicensed providers to perform abortions, and language hidden in the measure would give constitutional standing to the transgender movement. You can read a full analysis by constitutional law professor Rob Nadelson on our website at montanafamily.org. CI 128 is also funded by out-of-state interests bent on changing Montana's culture. It places women at risk, and I'm voting no. In fact, I'm voting no on all of the constitutional amendments because it's a safe and prudent thing to do. When it comes to the U.S. Senate race, I'm voting for Tim Sheehy. I know John Tester personally. He was the Senate Minority Leader when I was the Speaker Pro Tem of the House of Representatives. He's a nice guy, but his politics are closely aligned with Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris, and these are not the values of a majority of Montanans. And finally, I'm tracking the two open seats on the Montana Supreme Court. Fortunately, in these cases, the choices are black and white. There's no gray area. For the Chief Justice seat, conservative Corey Swanson, the Broadwater County Attorney, is facing off against liberal former federal magistrate Jeremiah Lynch, a Bill Clinton appointee. In the Associate Justice race, it's conservative District Court Judge Dan Wilson against radical liberal District Court Judge Kathleen Bitigeri. As a conservative, I'm voting for Swanson and Wilson. It's easy to remember. I think of Swanson and Wilson as the two sons of Montana. In 30 days, it'll all be over. The races will be tight, and your vote is critical. If you're registered, please cast a ballot. If you're not registered, please get registered and then vote. Our country and our state hang in the balance. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.